This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Doug Tribou. There is no evening the scales. There's no point in trying to hurt him as he hurt, because it can't be done.
Those words came from the defense's opening statement in Boston federal court today as it began making its case for sparing the life of convicted marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz joins us now from the Moakley Federal Courthouse. Hello, Jack.
Hi, Meghna.
So we mentioned the opening statement given by Jahar Tsarnaev's defense team. It was given by David Bruck. What else did Bruck emphasize as the defense began its argument today?
Well, Bruck really emphasized the family history and the role of Tamerlan Tsarnaev. This idea that, first starting off with the family history, that they originally came from Kyrgyzstan in Central Asia, and then had to move easily more than a dozen times after the children were born to Dagestan. Then a war broke out, so they moved back to Kyrgyzstan. Then 6 years later, back to Dagestan, where another war broke out, back to Kyrgyzstan. Finally, in 2002, able to move to the United States, coming into New Jersey, finally making it up to Cambridge. But even there, the defense went into this idea of, in Chechen culture, the father is the authority in your life, and second to the father is the older brother. And for this case, this is emphasizing the role of Tamerlan Tsarnaev, especially after both parents moved back to Russia in 2012. Tamerlan Tsarnaev, then 25 or 26, is the leading adult authority figure in Jahar Tsarnaev's life, they say.
Mm. Now, interestingly, I see that the defense team in its statement today also raised the new point, which is that the death penalty might actually be what Tsarnaev wants. A lot of people have speculated this outside the court, but did we actually hear, you know, the defense team say as much today?
They didn't say it outright, but they did make this argument. And they said that if you give Tsarnaev the death penalty, he's going to get more fame, he's going to get more media attention. Whereas if you give him life in prison, he goes to the supermax in Colorado, which they started to describe. They didn't get into too much detail, but they started to describe it. He goes to the supermax in Colorado. He doesn't get to publish an autobiography. He doesn't get to talk to the media. He goes to his cell for 23 hours a day. The 1 hour he's allowed outside in a cage. So the way defense attorney David Bruck put it is, no more media, no more fame, and more importantly, no martyrdom. And that's where you could say he got at the point of perhaps Jahar Tsarnaev on some level wants to be put to death, wants to get martyrdom.
Mm, interesting. So in service of supporting their opening statement, who did the defense put on the stand today in their first days of this penalty phase?
Well, so this morning, it was a lot of members of the Cambridge Muslim community. We heard from a guest imam at the mosque on Prospect Street in Cambridge. We heard from two halal grocers in the area, essentially just talking really anecdotal stories about Tamerlan Tsarnaev. We heard one story of how he came into the halal meat store around Thanksgiving, and they had a sign advertising halal turkey. Now, halal is a special way of preparing meat in line with Islamic teachings. And Tamerlan Tsarnaev took offense to them selling turkey and also them celebrating Thanksgiving. He said Thanksgiving is not a Muslim holiday. There were other stories of how he interrupted a service at the mosque, the Friday service, the most holy service of the week, because the imam started to compare the Prophet Muhammad to Martin Luther King Jr., and he said he interrupted the service. His face was as red as a tomato, the guest imam testified in court today, saying, how can you compare the Prophet Muhammad to a kafir, an infidel? And then the latest witness we've had and who's on the stand now is Judith Russell. She is the mother of Catherine Russell. Catherine Russell, of course, is Tamerlan Tsarnaev's widow.
Mm, interesting. So we're going to be hearing a lot from the defense team about Tamerlan Tsarnaev, the elder brother. But what about Jahar Tsarnaev himself? What has his demeanor been like over the course of today?
Tsarnaev's demeanor has been, as it has been for most of the trial, pretty subdued, sort of slouched back in his chair. There was one interesting moment. Robert Barnes was a high school acquaintance of Jahar Tsarnaev, as he described himself. He was a year above Tsarnaev. And as he came up to the witness stand, I made sure to keep a close eye on Tsarnaev, and Tsarnaev sort of gave a side glance over to Barnes, but nothing, no straight glance. And he usually gives these witnesses at least a decent look over when they're first being sworn in. Robert Barnes, not the case. Quick glance, back to looking straight ahead.
That's WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reporting to us from the Moakley Federal Courthouse, where the defense team began making its case today in the penalty phase of the trial of convicted marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev. Jack, thanks as always.
You're welcome.